Everyone is searching for answers. Everyone is searching for answers. Who am I? Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? What is going to happen to me? Do I have a special destiny? These and many more questions haunt our thoughts, and many of the answers can be found in the secret behind the day of your birth. Your birthday identifies you as one of the 52 cards in the deck, which in turn reveals many things about you and your life. Stay tuned today as we explore your destiny with me, Robert Lee Camp. This might be your date with destiny. Yes, the secrets of your life are found in the Book of Destiny, and that's what this show is all about. Well, that's one of the things that it's about, because I'm not just about fortune telling. I'm also about consciousness, spiritual awareness, self-acceptance, self-awareness, the finer things in life, you might say. Welcome, everybody, to the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. I hope you're having a great Monday. Today's a fun day for me because it's Ace of Diamonds Day, which is one of my ruling, it's my ruling card and it's my moon card. So I get along with people born today. Ace of Diamonds, Five of Hearts. Now, for a man, this would typically be pretty much a skirt chaser's birthday. The Ace of Diamonds with the Five of Hearts is almost too much. Restless. Now, there are, of course, there'll be some men with this birthday who take the opposite point of view. Like, for example, John Paul II, the Pope. But by and large, people born today are going to be have a lot of women in their life. The men will. The women, too. For any Ace of Diamonds, the career will always come first. And there'll be troubles with commitment. There'll be an always sort of a, with a Five of Hearts, there'll be an always their sort of dissatisfaction with their love life, which will cause many changes to happen. We have people like Frank Capra, director, and Chow Yun-fat, Perry Como, Dwayne Hickman, Reggie Jackson, actor Bill Macy, Robert Morse, and philosopher Bertrand Russell, which is interesting. So you can take Bertrand Russell and John Paul II and probably put them into the other side of the category. Whereas most of the Ace of Diamonds men, especially, will have a lot of women. Tina Fey is also born today. The comedian who's so famous. She had a fantastic year last year. She's in the pinnacle or going to the pinnacle. I forget which, but one of those things. So we're here. We're all about our destiny and how to be more conscious and participating with our destiny, which all boils down to, ultimately, it all boils down to, can we love ourselves? Can we come into greater acceptance of the life that we create every day on a continual basis? And, of course, one of the biggest tools in life that causes spiritual growth for all of us is our relationships. So tonight is a little bit about relationship. So I want to first tell a little story. And then we'll get into some other things about it. So let's imagine you found somebody that you really, really do love. I mean, like you've gotten clear about what you really want in a relationship, and you have found just the right person. You want to spend the rest of your life with them. You're really clear on that. And they want to spend the rest of their life with you, and they love you. And it's a match made in heaven. You might say. So you get together And it's also magical in the beginning. And you're going along, and at some point, something else happens, something unpleasant. One of you gets upset. Maybe you had a bad day at the office. Maybe you had a bad day for some other reason. You come home, and your partner's there. You're not in a good mood, and all of a sudden, the things that your partner does, you find really annoying. You find that it just increases your sense of unhappiness that you already had when you came home. And at some point, you say something because you want to have them stop doing what they're doing. And you say something, and it's mean. It's mean. It's hurtful. It hurts their feelings. Now, maybe depending on who your partner is, maybe they get mad back at you. All of a sudden, you're having your first fight. Or maybe they just start crying. Or maybe they just leave. Maybe they run away. Who knows what happened? All of a sudden, this person that you really love and that you really are clear about it, this is a person that you want to be with the rest of your life, all of a sudden, you two aren't getting along anymore. And maybe you're together and a lot of hurtful words are exchanged between the two of you, almost like hitting each other. The words go back and forth. And then you blow up, and then one of you leaves or goes away for a day. You come back a day later or so, maybe 2 days later. And now you're like a different person, and you're apologetic, and you're telling your partner, I didn't mean those things I said to you. I don't know why I said them. And they say the same thing. And you promise them, I'm never going to do that again. And they promise you, I'm never going to do that again. And you feel you're back in love again. You're back trusting each other again. You're back feeling good about each other again. And then, a week later, it happens again. All over again. And even though there was a promise in place, it happens again. And again. And again. And unless it's dealt with very consciously, the hurt that's caused when those bad periods occur build up. And that hurt builds up to such a point that now when there's a blow up, there's a history of blow up and a history of hurt that all comes in. The memory of how you were hurt before, things you said before, things your partner said before. It's building up now. It's much bigger. It's much bigger than it was. And maybe the intensity goes up. Maybe even harsher words are exchanged. Maybe even somebody hits the other person in some cases. And then at some point in the relationship, there's a breakup. Neither one of you has the desire. The desire to not feel all that pain is greater than the desire to be together. The love that you shared in the beginning, the magical feelings that you had for each other, are overshadowed by all of the associations of the past, of all the negative things that have transpired. Words that were said, things that were done. And there's no going back. The relationship is over. And you go on. Even though you were completely convinced in the beginning that this was the person of your dreams. And they were too. And you really meant it. And so did they. You know, scientists have discovered that. I watched this really interesting show one night. They had these group of men and group of women. And they had never met each other. I think it was about maybe 8 women, 8 men, something like that. They had the men wear a t-shirt for like a week without washing it. One t-shirt. And then they sent these t-shirts over to the women who had never met them or seen them. And the women would just smell each t-shirt and say, oh, that's disgusting, or, that's bad, but I could live with that. And they made notes. The scientists made notes of who, which men, the women, without even knowing them, just by smelling their T-shirts, which men they were, let's say, more open to based on that. They did some other things too, but eventually they had a party where they got to meet each other. They didn't tell anybody who anybody was. And it was amazing to watch because the women all went to the men that they had liked their T-shirts without even knowing how the man smelled or anything out in the party because everybody was dressed up. They found those men, and that's who they ended up with. And the whole show was about how there's a chemical bond. There's a chemical connection between couples. And what they said was that women are attracted to men whose immune system is close to their father's. Very interesting. And that's how they sort of explain this. This is how they explain how these women were attracted to this men. These men were men that had immune systems like their fathers. And on some level, there's a similar thing going on for men. But what's interesting when you think about it is that we end up with a partner, usually, and this is all unconscious. Let me be clear about this. This is completely unconscious. You do not consciously choose your relationships. There's nobody that I know who does. There's no one who's out there consciously choosing their partners. It's done unconsciously. It's an unconscious process. And unconsciously, we pick people who are like our parents. And what's interesting about that, too, is that from another point of view, from all my studies of Eckhart Tolle and the Power of Now, and his teachings about the pain body, is that we always attract somebody whose pain body matches our own. Now, some of you may not know what your pain body is, but the pain body is the part of you that becomes activated when you're not feeling good, when you're upset, when you're depressed, when you're angry, when you're... The word activated is a good word because it's like you were happy and all of a sudden you're not happy. That's the pain body in action. And it's extremely important because we always end up unconsciously with partners whose pain body matches our own. Why is that? What's going on here? What is the underlying theme? What is happening in relationship? You might think you can avoid this, but you're not avoiding it. If you're honest with yourself, you're not actually avoiding it, and nobody else is either. We're all out there finding partners whose pain bodies match our own. And everybody has one. This is the thing that you need to know. Every single person has a pain body. Wouldn't it be nice to get to know a little bit about your partner's pain body before you get heavily involved with them? I watched a movie two nights ago. I don't remember the name of it. It's not a very old movie. And it was about these four guys. Oh, it was called Brothers. And there's four black guys. And it's about their life and their relationships. And one of the guys is going to get married, and he's been a bachelor his whole life, and he's marrying this woman who is really beautiful, but she happens to love shooting a gun, and she's expert marksman. And then all of a sudden, at some point in the movie, he drops her. He gets cold feet about the wedding, and she comes after him with a gun. Now, this woman's a marksman. So you can imagine, if she's really upset and she's got a gun in her hand, she could actually do some damage. Everybody's pain body does some damage. Some do more than others. Some people, when their pain body gets activated, they become sullen. They become sad. They might be depressed. They might run away. Some people run away. Other people lash out at you, either verbally or physically. That's how it goes. Everybody's got one. And it's interesting because after a pain body explosion, the couple gets back together and they're so apologetic and they really believe that they can promise that they're never going to do that again. I'm never going to say the things I said to you again. They say that. And we believe it when we say it. We believe it. And yet it happens again. It happens again. And it will happen again. It's all about our pain bodies and learning to be conscious. There is a way for us to be so conscious in our relationship that when the pain body starts to become activated, we can catch it. Once it becomes activated, and once it has control of our mind, which doesn't take very long, in some people it's almost instant, it will not stop until it's done feeling a lot of pain and making somebody else feel pain. The pain body's only purpose is to feel pain and make others feel pain. That's all that it does. Once it's activated and once it's gotten to full force, which in some cases, like I said, can be instant, it only wants to feel pain and create pain for other people, especially the people closest to us. It directs that at them, and it's also, we could be self-destructive. Pain bodies have been known to kill the people that have them. Some pain bodies will actually kill you, and they are self-destructive anyway. I mean, just the nature of them. Being angry at somebody else is a form of self-destruction anyway. So, how do you stop this? You stop this with awareness. You see it happening. When you find that you're activated, you pull yourself out of the situation. Create some space. Have an agreement with your partner. When we get upset, we go separate ways. So as to not exchange hurtful words. But better yet, catch yourself before the pain body strikes. Be aware when you're feeling irritated. If you're not happy, you may be on the verge. If you're not happy in this moment, if you're not enjoying yourself in this moment, and I don't mean like enjoyment like eating ice cream or having sex. I'm talking about just being happy in your moment. If you're not happy and light and enjoying what you're doing, you could be on the verge of your pain body being activated. And then just one word out of your partner's mouth could be enough, or one action, or one discovery. And maybe other things in your life activate your pain body or stimulate it. And no matter how hard you try, if you don't catch it soon enough, it's already got you. It's going to play itself out. You're going to hurt and be hurt. Your pain body is going to take over, and it's not you anymore. You think it's you. It seems like you. It's using your body, but it's not. And this... there can be a way to stop this fight and makeup cycle that we all go through, that a lot of us go through in relationships. Only takes one person, by the way, in the relationship to have this happen. Only one of you has to be conscious. If either one of you can be conscious of yourself, and instead of going into the pain body, become more conscious when you feel yourself on the verge of being activated. Become hyper-aware, hyper-attuned. You can overcome this and not have that be the story of your relationship, which any relationship that has that, it's going to end badly. It's going to end sadly, for sure, and destructively. So that's my little tip for relationships. I hope you found something useful in that. We're going to take our break right now, our first break. When we come back, we're going to take your calls. We have lines 1 and 2 are taken, but line 3 is open. You're welcome to call in and ask a question. Just give us your name and birthday and where you're from. On this break here, we're going to listen to the song Om Namah Shivaya. When we come back, we're going to talk to Carolina from Miami. We'll be right back after Om Namah Shivaya. Welcome back. That was Om Namah Shivaya from my CD Bhakti Rock, which is available on seventhunders.com. Lines are full. We have like four people waiting on the calls. So if you're calling in, you might want to wait a little bit. We may not get to any more than these. We'll have to see how it goes. We might, though. First up is Carolina from Miami. Her birthday is January 30th, 1967. Are you there, Carolina?
I am here.
How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
So what can I do for you tonight?
Yes, I have recently ended a relationship, and I wanted to know if there was someone else coming.
You're done with this guy, right?
Done.
Are you sure now? You're sure you're completely done?
No.
Okay. And what is his birthday?
November 1st, 1962.
Okay, so he's a six of diamonds with a five of hearts and a ten of diamonds ruling card. Yeah. I can see that will be a very challenging relationship.
It has been.
Yeah, I can see that just from the cards. So, well, I can say this much, that you have... your Pluto card this year is a four of hearts, you know. This usually means that you really do want to have a relationship that's working and settled.
I do want that.
Yeah. I mean, that's an indication that that's kind of a goal of yours this year. Do you understand?
Yes.
So, now, because it's Pluto, it means that it can happen, but only if you put a lot of energy into it. You have to really change something about the way you are approaching your relationships. You understand? So, I mean, you know, I don't know how this current relationship, how it ended or whatever, but it never works to think that the partner was the problem. You know,
I realize that now.
I mean, unless he was like an alcoholic or something. You know, if a person's an alcoholic, there's really nothing you can do to help them or change the situation. That's like a loss from the get-go. Do you understand? But unless he has that going on, then you have to say, well, what am I doing in this relationship? And because otherwise, you'll just do it over again. You'll just do it again, right? We'll just keep repeating it.
Which is what I have been doing all these years.
Uh-huh. That's good that you know. It's really good that you are aware of this, that you see that. That's huge. That's like so, that's a good sign for you. Do you understand?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But have you begun to do anything about it? Have you done any like counseling, or have you decided to get any help or support for your relationship stuff? Because you're a ten of clubs and also a ten of spades, and you got relationship issues just like the rest of us.
Mm-hmm. I have been reading a lot of books. I have listened to your past programs on the internet, and it has calmed me down and made me realize what I have done wrong all this time.
Oh, good. It sounds like you're taking some responsibility for what happened. That's a real positive. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And see, you're an ace. You're not an ace, you're a 10, but you're a double 10. And 10s are like aces. And anyone who's a 10 or an ace, they have to take responsibility, because you want to know that you did it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's how all the 10s and aces are. So, if you're willing to put some energy into it, I don't see why you can't have it. I mean, there's no reason why you can't have that. But it will involve a big change for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And your Mars period just began. So you're either going to meet somebody really soon, or you're going to get back together with this guy.
I don't see how.
Yeah, well, maybe not. Maybe you're ready for somebody else. But you have a good card right now for meeting somebody. Okay.
Yeah, I see that I have the five of diamonds.
But you also have an Ace of Hearts also.
Mm. Okay.
That's in your other spread. That's an indication of meeting somebody.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Okay.
I also have a Seven of Diamonds in my Saturn, and mm-hmm. I know that you like that. You always talk about that, and I want to see how it will play out because I want to be ready and prepare.
Well, you know, your card, your birthday is not one. You're not a birthday that typically has money issues. I'm not saying that you're perfect, but that's usually not your biggest issue in life. Do you understand?
It's not one of my main concerns, you know.
Right,
I've never been without. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, so it may not be about money. That's what I'm trying to say. It might be about something else. Okay? Mm-hmm. Like a Seven of Diamonds person.
Oh, okay.
You follow me?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. All right, Carolina, because I have so many callers tonight, I'm going to have to let you go.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
But feel free to call next week if you have more questions, okay?
Okay, I will.
All right, have a great night. Thanks for being my guest.
You too. Take care. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and our next guest is from Detroit. It's Chris. I don't know if it's a guy or a girl. I think it's a guy for some reason. October 19th, 1966. Are you there, Chris?
I am indeed.
Ah, I was right. It is a guy. So, how's it going, Chris?
Well, I'm 42 years old, and had some pretty good... one interesting thing is I just passed through my Jupiter period.
Yeah.
And, you know, you kind of get your hopes up. You know, those were some pretty decent cards, at least from what I could see.
Yeah, Eight of Diamonds. That's pretty good.
Followed by a Four in the Vertical.
Mm-hmm.
And then under my Nine of Hearts, there's also a Six of Diamonds and a Five of Spades.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I guess I was expecting a little more than I actually came out with. I don't know. Maybe I thought I'd hit the lottery or something, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure. I mean, are these planetary... I mean, do these... this period, these cards, do they hold out throughout the year, or...?
Not typically. But,
okay.
See, there's a lot to this system. It's all taken in context, and the context is you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You are the context that it's taken in. And first of all, like if a person is working a job that has no possibility of promotion or there's no way for that money to come in,
I'm there.
There's not going to be any money come in.
Okay.
Because there's no way. There has to be... See, this card represent an opportunity for a person, okay?
Okay.
Like, if you had taken some action about that and said, wow, how can I create avenues for more money to come in? Then it would have worked, see?
Okay.
It worked for me. I saw that. I had that card once, and I was 6 months. I had 6 months' notice. And I basically doubled the amount of products that I was offering in my catalog in that 6 months, preparing for that Jupiter period.
Okay.
And I made more money in that Jupiter period than I made the entire previous year.
Okay.
But I took action. Even a Ten of Diamonds in Jupiter is not going to help a homeless person. You know.
Okay.
Somebody on a fixed income, nothing's going to happen. Because they already made choices that have already defined their future, you see.
Okay.
So the next time you see a good money card, that's your little sign to get busy creating ways for people to give you more money.
Okay.
You see? That's basically all there is to it.
I let that one slide, didn't I?
It's okay. You know what? You're still having a good year, Chris, and it's not over yet because you have good cards even now. Even though you're in Saturn, you don't know this, but you have really good cards, and you could still make money before your birthday. And you have a King of Spades in your next period, which is phenomenal. But again, nothing's going to happen if you're sitting on your butt all period. Okay?
Right.
So I want to hear what you did in 2 months from now. I want to hear what you did.
Okay.
Because you can do it. You got great cards. You're in the crown line. You should be out there in front of people right now. People should be noticing you in some way. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, I have been a bit of a recluse.
Yeah, and that's all fine, but don't expect these cards to do anything for you if you're going to be reclusive. Okay?
Right.
All right. Okay, Chris.
I'm going to have one more.
No, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to let you go because I have a lot of callers tonight. One question only.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
But
you're welcome to call again next week. But keep in touch. I want to know what happened in your Saturn and Uranus periods because you got some fantastic influences right now. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks for being my guest, Chris. All right. Chris from Detroit. And now we have Linda from Virginia. That's a long ways away. Her birthday is June 13th, 1967. Are you there, Linda? Hello? I heard a voice there for a second.
I'm here, and I hope you can hear me okay because my phone sounds a little... Yes, I'm here.
I can hear you now. You're coming in loud and clear.
Do you hear me?
Yep, I do.
Robert?
I hear you.
Okay. Okay.
I guess you're not hearing me.
I'm fine.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Well, my question is related, I guess, at this point to romance. I'm more curious about that than anything. I feel like something is going on between me and men in general, and I just want to find out, do I need to take a break?
A break from men? Is that correct? A break from men?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
My last relationship was like really rocky.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, relationship is something that I think you have to be ready for because it is taking on a lot to be in a relationship. And your birthday certainly has a pretty good stack of relationship stuff to deal with. Okay? It's certainly okay to take a break. You'll have to come back to it, of course, because you're a two. You're a four of diamonds and a two of spades, you know? You can never escape from a relationship completely. So it's up to you. You're in Neptune right now. Don't make any big decisions until after your birthday. Because whatever you decide now, you'll probably change your mind after your birthday anyway. I would just say relax and enjoy yourself between now and your birthday. Okay? Are you still there? I think I lost her, actually.
That's good advice. I've been doing.
oh, you are there. Okay, good. I thought you left.
I'm still here.
You got so quiet. What, are you taking drugs or something?
No, my phone is acting up.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Well, your advice was great because that's kind of what I've been doing, just trying to chill out and take it easy.
There will be more men.
But
and
thank
there's gonna
you.
Be, there's going to be more after your birthday next year. And maybe even one that you really, really like. Okay? So you're not saying anything, so I guess that means good.
Thank you, Robert.
You're welcome. Have a nice night, Linda. Okay, we're going to take a short break. We do have a couple of more people on the line, but there are two lines open. We may have time for the four more. We're going to take a short break. We're going to listen to the song Rama Rama from my CD Bhakti Rock, just to kind of break up the energy a little bit. And when we come back, we'll finish up with Ramona and Audrey and whoever else calls in. Be right back after Rama Rama.
Rama
That was Rama Rama from my CD Bhakti Rock. Hope you enjoyed that. It's one of my favorite songs in the CD. Continuing with our calls tonight, we have a guest from Washington State. Her name is Ramona, born April the 10th, 1951. Are you there, Ramona?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I really appreciate your show and how you help everyone, and I'm hopeful that you will be able to help me. I am new to the cards, and my question's a little different. I've been in a long-term relationship and married for 38 years, and now I'm at a point where I have been thinking of maybe it's time to end the relationship, which has been very, very difficult for me. I'm married to a queen. Yes, he's a queen of diamonds, and doesn't like sharing his feelings or talking. And I'm using the cards to help me, as you said, as a window of opportunity to be aware at that particular stretch of time what is the best thing that I could possibly do. So
you mean what's the best thing you could do when you're upset or what?
as far as my relationship goes, I'm past upset.
Oh, I see.
I already went through the anger thing and all that, and so now I'm trying to make myself make a decision, which is I'm still vacillating, you know, because yes, no, and I just can't make up my mind.
Well, you're vacillating because you have so much fear about breaking up.
Yep.
So it's the fear that you have to look at. That's your nemesis. Okay. And every two is like that. I mean, it's very difficult for twos to let go of relationships, even bad ones. You understand?
Uh-huh.
It's just harder for them.
Very hard.
It's not impossible, but it's difficult. Okay?
Mhm.
So, I mean, if you're really clear that the relationship is over for you, and that there's no hope for any, you know, change that would make you happy, then you need support. You need some support with, like, you need somebody to talk to, for sure, that can be there for you. Otherwise, I think it'll be too difficult for you.
So, yeah, that's my biggest problem, is I am alone, so.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to be. You know, you can get some support. There's nobody stopping you from getting support but yourself, you know. You can get a counselor or something, a good friend or, you know. But you're going to need some support because it's very, very difficult. Now, you can also always find somebody else to kind of be your bridge to get through it. A lot of people do that. That works too, you know. A bridge relationship. I call it lifeboat relationship.
Uh-huh.
You know, somebody to be there to catch you when you jump.
Yeah, that's. I would really like that.
Well, get out there and find somebody then. What are you waiting for? An invitation from God?
More clear signs, I guess. That's all.
You need like a letter from God to give to the teacher? It's okay for her to have an affair.
Oh, gosh. That's hard. That's really hard for me.
And what's your husband's birthday? I'm just curious.
June 5th.
June 5th, yeah.
49.
And you know, you guys, you know, you have like in some senses, you have great connections with him.
Uh-huh.
Card-wise and so forth. But still, it may not work for you. And both of you may have reached a point where it's not really in your best interest to be together, but you're just together because it's just too much of a hassle. Oh, my God, I got to go through all that hassle just to break up.
Yeah.
Like that.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, you have a card. If you're going to be available, you know, in July, or actually August, you have a great card for having a sexual relationship with somebody.
August, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you have a Nine of Hearts Pluto. You know, you're probably going to have to move out of the area.
Okay. Well, I've been having friends wanting me to move, so I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's kind of what's indicated here, that you're going to have to move as part of this.
That would make sense.
And that would probably support you in some ways, you know, like not being in the same town. It could be really good for both of you in some ways to do it that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
So it is a challenge. It's like the woman before, you know, she had a Pluto card that said, well, she had to make a big change to have the relationship of her dreams. Well, you have to make a great change to get out of this relationship. It's not going to be easy, but it's not going to be impossible either.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah. You don't have to be so concerned. I mean, it's hard for you, like I said, it's just hard for you because you're a two.
Mm-hmm.
I had a good friend who was a two of spades, and, you know, we were just buds, and he had a circle of friends around him, which is all fine, but if somebody, like, whenever one of his friends would move away, he would get really sick, you know, for like a week. He would have an emotional reaction to it that was unexpected, you know, and you could tell it meant a lot more to him than he let on.
Relationships are, the ending of relationships are difficult for me. It's been a pattern in my life, though. My stepfather was in the military. We moved away a lot. My husband moved because of his work. So making a long-lasting relationship has not really been in the cards, so to speak, in my life.
Yeah.
But I'm at a point where I really would like to have a long-term, serious relationship that is more meaningful.
Yeah, well, you can have it. There's not a problem.
Okay. Well, I need that little pep talk. So that's
Sure. Yeah. You're going to be fine. And there's going to be a really passionate love affair going by August, so.
I hope so.
I'll keep you posted. You'll have to be in a different space than you are now, or that could not happen.
That's right.
You understand? You'll have to have created a room for that in your life for that to happen.
I'm in the process of doing that, clearing out things and pushing myself into areas that I have not been into before.
Well, the one thing you got to clear out is your existing relationship.
Yes.
That's not like a thing.
That's number one. And that's
It's not like a box in the closet, you know?
No, it's not.
It's a little bit bigger and harder to move.
Uh-huh. Right.
All right, Ramona.
Okay.
It's great having you.
Well, thank you for your guidance.
Thank you. You're welcome. And come on again sometime. Let us know what's going on, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
All right. Good night.
Bye.
Okay, our next guest is from Nova Scotia, Canada. Her name is Audrey, another Aries, this time April 5th, 1955. Are you there, Audrey?
Yes, I am.
How are you, Audrey?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Is it April 5th, your birthday?
April 5th,
okay,
1955.
Good. Excellent. So you're a three of spades, five of diamonds.
Okay.
And you're a problem.
I'm a problem?
Yes, you are. Haven't you noticed?
Okay. Well, this is my first time calling, so I don't know.
Okay, well. Oh, so you don't know anything about the cards at all, do you?
Okay, not really.
So your card is, your birthday is called the artist card. A lot of creative gifts there. You're a three. Your threes are the creative, the artist in this system. Okay. So it's like the best artist card there is. As a matter of fact, anybody who's a three of spades could be a successful artist if they chose.
Yeah.
Okay. Because not only do they have great ideas, but they know how to market their art as well. So that's the blessing. Every card has a good side. There's not like one bad card or anything. But I thought you knew your cards. That's why I was joking around with you.
No.
Okay. So what's on your mind this evening?
Well, your last caller, it sounded a lot like me. I did just end a long-term relationship of 34 years.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering what you might see in my cards. My husband is now wanting to try and, you know, get counseling and work on it, but I've ended it.
And what's your husband's birthday? What's his birthday?
November 5th, 1952.
Okay. Okay.
I don't want to go back there.
Okay, I hear that. Okay.
And I have actually moved out of my town as well.
Oh, okay. You've already figured that out?
Yes.
Okay. Well, when I look at this year for you, I see actually a lot of fun.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Being around groups of people, being social, connecting with your friends, or with groups of people, that's where the fun is going to be this year. Okay?
Okay.
And there will be some fortunate things that happen to you in relationship. You're going to be happy.
That's great.
Yeah, it is. It's good. So, you know, threes always worry about everything, but sometimes there's not really a need to, because things are actually going to work out pretty good, and that's what's going to happen to you. There's going to be love in your life. Now, I don't think you're going to settle down with somebody else right away, but there's love ahead for you as soon as you're ready.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. I mean, you should look for opportunities to be around, to be social. That's what I would suggest. Because that's where the good things will come for you to share. Okay?
Okay. So I actually am hoping to do a career change as well, because what I was doing had nothing to do with creativity at all.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I mean, that's what the doctor ordered. You might as well change everything all at the same time.
Okay.
It's going to happen. You just have to be really focused on what you want. You have really good cards for all this. You have really good cards all year long. Okay?
Okay.
I don't really see a problem, except that change is always difficult for everybody. It's just the way change is. But other than that, there's no excessive problems indicated here that should stop you. Nothing here will stop you that I can see. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Audrey. Good luck, and let us know what's going on. Give us a call back later, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I would normally end the show right now, but we have one more caller, and she just had a birthday. It's Pat from Denver. Her birthday was May 16th. 1942, and I'm going to talk to her, then we're going to end. Are you there, Pat? Well, maybe I don't have to talk to her. Maybe she's already taken off. Not sure. Could be that Seth is away and doesn't know that I've taken another caller in. We'll have to see. So I don't hear Pat, so I guess she's not on the line. And that means we're going to close the show like we normally do with the Gayatri Mantra. I hope you enjoy it. One of the most powerful ancient chants from India. Very soothing, very relaxing. Soothing to the soul, actually. I hope you enjoy it. We'll be back next Monday with a new topic and your calls. Have a wonderful week. I look forward to talking to you then. Take care.
Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yonah Prachodayam. Oh.
Om Bhargo Devasya Vimahi Deyo Yo Nakrachodayam Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Saviturvarimyam Bhargo Devasya Vimahi Deyo Yo Nakrachodayam
Oh,
Abiturvaniyam Bhargo Devasya Vimahi Deyo Yoga.